So I'm really excited tonight because we haven't had youth group, it seems like, in forever. Because we didn't have it last week because of missions conference. How many of you guys enjoyed missions conference? Yeah, it was a good time, right? I got to hang out with some cool people from around the world. Missionaries are always a joy to be around. They're the craziest people you'll ever meet, missionaries. They're just, this is cool. It's a little footrest here. They're fun to be around because it takes a certain kind of crazy person to just give their lives and go to another country and preach the gospel to people they don't even know and they don't even speak their language. So it's cool to hang around missionaries because you always learn something new, and it's good to learn new things. Has anybody had anything like happen in the last couple of weeks that they'd like to come share with us? Some sort of, you know, I always like to do this, a praise report, some people might call it. Like Joy had a miracle the other day. Got over here? Got anything? We got something because we're arguing about who's going to say it. Anybody? They just recorded an EP. What is that? What does that stand for those who might not know? Early press. There you go. Now, do you guys know what an EPK is? Electronic press kit. Who said that? Early. Anybody know what an EKG is? Electrocardiogram. Very good. You guys are on your toes. Sharp. Sharp. When is that ready for release? $3. Do you have any here tonight? Ooh, missed out on some sales. I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it for you guys. Impulse buys. Next week, guys. Hear that? Next week. Got some EP. They're going to have a booth. That's cool. Like competing with Seijin Cafe. Competition is good for the consumer, in case you were all wondering. Anybody have any idea what I'm talking about tonight? Not so far, because I don't even have an idea. But I mean, from here on, anybody, somebody should know. Somebody should be able to. Direction. There you go. How'd you know? MySpace. There we go. These guys are wired. They're wired up. They're connected. They have an active e-life, you could say. Hey, I want to do something, and I hope it's not too much trouble with everybody. I got people like big eyes. If you are on the last four rows, if you could like stand and repopulate these frontal rows up here. Like right up in this area, we got some blankage up here too. Okay, well, it was worth a shot. We all just want to get together and hang out, you know? Be a little closer. Feel the love. I walk every day throughout the day without a beat, and I do pretty good. So I'm pretty confident that these people can handle it. Walking music. Walking clap. So I'm talking about direction tonight. Direction. What does that mean? Anybody have a clue? The idea is that we're all going somewhere in life, you know? We're all headed somewhere. You know, for me to have a tomorrow, I had to like go there. You know what I'm saying? We're all heading through life in certain direction. And what I want to ask you tonight is, what direction are you headed in? We're all headed in some sort of direction. It could be a good one. It could be a bad one. So as I'm speaking tonight, just ask yourself, keep asking yourself, where am I going in life? What's the direction my life is taking? Because people just don't, a lot of people end up really messing up their lives by making dumb decisions. But to get to those dumb decisions, they oftentimes are heading in the wrong direction. And before they can even get to the point where they make the bad decision, they've already had to be heading in that direction for a period of time. So the way to avoid really messing up in life and to really be successful in life is to be conscious of where you're heading in life. Be conscious of the direction you're taking. Because when we get to the end of our lives and we look over it and we look at what happened and all of that, and I know a lot of us aren't thinking about the end of our lives right now. I kind of am because I'm 24 and I'm getting there. I'm getting close. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. There's a grim reaper just off to the horizon there. But I know a lot of us aren't thinking about that, but that's something we need to be conscious of, is where are we heading in life? Because when we look back, all your life really is the sum of the choices you've made. That's it. Life is just choices. And the life you lead and the life you live will be determined by the choices you make, good or bad, who you hang out with, what kind of, you know, people you associate yourself with, what kind of things you get involved with, what you spend your time on. A lot of times will determine your direction. I always like to, when I'm talking about something, I always like to look it up, read the definition of it. And so I looked up direction in the dictionary, and there were three different definitions that I liked. And the first one, should we read it all together? Would you like to, we could do like a little read along? Okay, direction, the first one, a course along which someone or something moves. Everybody understands that, right? It's the direction something's going. Definition two, a general way in which someone or something is developing, like your life, the direction your life is developing. When it's developing in a certain direction. And number three, a general aim or purpose. So a lot of times you can substitute the word direction for purpose. So I could be asking you, what's your purpose in life? I know a lot of us are probably still wondering that. Why am I here? Why was I created? What's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? I've got my whole life ahead of me. What's my purpose? What am I going to do with my life? Because really, all of us, we want our lives to count for something, right? We don't want to look back over our life when we're 80 or 70 years old and be like, well, let's see, I got married, had some kids, had a lot of McDonald's, went to Palapas a lot, went to church sometimes. I guess that's about it. It's the life I had, McDonald's, kids, marriage, church. Nobody wants that. Palapas. I want Palapas. But I mean, I don't want that to be my whole life, you know? When I'm done with my life, I want to look back and be like, man, look how God used me. Look at the things I accomplished for him. Look what I was able to do working with him. Look at all the people's lives I've changed. Not just, wow, that was fun. Went to Fiesta, Texas a couple times. I kind of enjoyed that, you know, the scream, you know, boo. That was fun. Boo. And then when that's going down, like everybody screams, right? So when I go boo, I want you guys to be like the people on the ride, okay? Can we do that? Can we do that? Got some kids in the back like opening the door and I don't know what they're doing. Yeah, you're not 12. Okay, 3, 2, 1, boo. It's scary. You guys are freaking me out. It's like, I don't know. I've never been screamed at like that by so many people. Do your hands at the same time. 3, 2, 1, boo. Okay, that's great. So where were we? And we have a purpose in life. We need to have a purpose in life, because if we don't, if we're just walking around aimlessly, if we're walking around without a purpose, without any direction, we're going to make poor decisions because we don't know what we're doing and we don't know where we're going. So there's this really cool story in the Bible about a guy who made a really bad choice. And I'm just going to read, it's Proverbs chapter 7, and I'm just going to read the whole chapter because it reads like a story, and I got it out of the Message Bible. And so listen to the story. It's a friend talking to another friend, giving him advice about a young man who made a mistake. And he's telling him, look, you don't want to do this, okay? So this is Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1. Dear friend, I'm joking. Okay. Verse 1. Dear friend, do what I tell you. Treasure my careful instructions. Do what I say and you will live well. My teaching is precious, is as precious as your eyesight. Guard it. Write it down on the back of your hands. Etch it on the chambers of your heart. Talk to wisdom as you would to a sister. Treat insight as your companion. They'll be with you to fend off the temptress, that smooth-talking, honey-tongued seductress. As I stood at the window of my... Okay, and here's where he starts his story. Basically, that was just the intro. He's saying, listen to what I'm about to tell you. It's very important. You don't want to miss this. He's giving his young friend some instruction. So he goes on to tell this story. As I stood at the window of my house, looking out through the shutters, watching the mindless crowd stroll by, I spotted a young man without any sense, aimless, walking along with no direction. Arriving at the corner of the street where she lived, then turning up the path to her house. It was dusk, the evening coming on, the darkness thickening into night. Just then, a woman met him. She'd been lying in wait for him, dressed to seduce him. She is loud and stubborn, restless, roaming, never at home, walking the streets, loitering in the mall, hanging out at every corner in town. She threw her arms around him and kissed him, boldly took his arm and said, I've got all the makings for a feast. Today I made my offerings, my vows are all paid. So now I've come to find you, hoping to catch sight of your face, and here you are. This is the young lady talking to the man who is walking around without any direction. I have spread fresh, clean sheets on my bed, colorful imported linens. My bed is aromatic with spices and exotic fragrances. Come, let's drink deep of love till morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband's not home. He's away on business, and he won't be back for a month. Soon she has him eating out of her hand, bewitched by her sweet talk. Before you know it, he's trotting behind her, like a calf led to the butcher shop, like a deer lured into an ambush, till an arrow pierces him in his liver, like a bird darting into a snare. Little did he know it would cost him his life. So friends, listen to me. Take these words of mine most seriously. Don't fool around with a woman like that. Don't even stroll through her neighborhood. Countless victims come under her spell. She's the death of many a poor man. Her house is the way to hell, and she'll put you in a shroud and a coffin. So where did this guy go wrong? What kind of a mistake did he make? Anybody have any idea? No. Okay, recap. Story recap. Guy's walking around, hanging out, doesn't really know what he's doing. And he's just going along, taking the evening stroll, walks down some random street, never been down there before. Some lady comes up and meets him, says, hey, you look cute, you look great. I've been waiting for you all day. I can't wait to be with you. Come, let's go to my house. Let's fool around. My husband is gone. Let's have a great time. He won't be back for a month. He buys it. They go home. Husband comes home early and shoots him in the back and kills him before he even knows it. Okay? This is the recap of the story. So where did this guy go wrong? He had no direction. That's good. See, a lot of people would say, well, he shouldn't have gone home with the lady. And he shouldn't have. You know, that was a mistake. That was definitely a mistake. But his mistake is, the mistake that he could have avoided the whole situation is in Proverbs 7, 7 and 8. And that's, this verse is right here. I think. Yeah. I'll read it again. This guy's talking about the guy he saw. Watching the mindless crowd stroll by, I spotted a young man without any sense. Arriving at the corner of the street where she lived, then he just happened to turn down that path. He's just walking along, had no purpose, had no idea what he wanted to accomplish in life. Just, hey, whatever, que sera, sera. That's how I live my life. No big deal. Whatever happens is going to happen. And he ended up costing him his life. Now, if this had been a young man who, say, was a camel dealer, and he was walking down that street to sell some camels, you know, he's got his camels behind him, and he's heading on along, and does somebody want to be the seductress? Do I have any volunteers? Corey. What the heck? Why not? Might as well. Okay, so anybody want to be the camel? Okay, two camels, Corey and John. Come on. I'm a camel dealer. You're behind me. Yeah, you can be. Okay, I was actually just going to have you guys stand up. I mean, it's okay. Like, just grab my hand and then grab his hand, okay? Just grab the hand. You guys are camels. Okay, so I'm a camel dealer, all right? These are my camels. Camel 1 and Camel 2. Okay, here we go. You're the seductress. You're supposed to seduce me.
Seduce.
No, you're just like, hey, you look good, and why don't you come to my house, like the story said.
Hey, you're looking good, mighty fine today. Why don't you head on over here?
You know, that sounds really great, and I know your husband's out of town because you just told me. But, you know, I got these camels I got to deliver down at the camel store, and they're gonna resell them. So, you know what? That's cool. I'm gonna be on my way. Let's get out of here. No, sorry. I gotta deliver my camels. See, when you have a purpose in life, whatever. Yeah, we're done with that. Or here, hey, you stay up. We'll do another example. Yes. You're gonna seduce me, okay? I'm a basket maker. Oh, man.
Hey,
what's up?
Not much. How about you?
Hey, I'm a basket weaver. Weave baskets out of straw and wood. What can I do for you? You want to buy my basket? I sell baskets.
No, I want you to come over to my house.
Do you need a basket at your house? I'm not catching the drift here.
No way. I want your love.
You know what? I got to be on my way because I got to deliver this basket by like 6 o'clock. So I'm going to have to pass up that offer. All right. Sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Thanks. See, when you're going. Okay. Thanks. You're awesome. When you're going somewhere in life, everybody give Corey a big hand. When you have a clear purpose and a clear direction in your life, it will keep you from making wrong decisions. Remember at the beginning of the year, I talked about New Year's resolutions and how we needed to be resolute in our standards and resolute in the things that we believed. And we need to make the decision before we get to have to the place where we have to make the choice, so that when we get there, we've already made the decision that we're going to make the right choice. And so it's not even a question. It's the same kind of thing. We have to have a clear path, purpose and direction in our life so that we can make the right choices, so that we cannot throw our lives away on frivolous things and so that it ends up costing us our life as it cost this young man. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there's no vision, the people perish, which just pretty much sums up what we just read. When you don't have a vision for your life, when you don't know where you're going and you don't have a purpose, you're just wasting your life. Your life is going to perish. You could end up losing your life. So some of you might be saying, how do I get direction? Where does that come from? How do I know what the purpose for my life is? How do I know what that's supposed to be? You might be saying, I didn't even know that was supposed to happen. I didn't even know I was supposed to have a purpose. I'm just having a good time in high school, you know, whatever. And that's cool. So I'm going to show you how you can get a clear purpose, plan, vision, direction for your life. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. So it's really simple. All we have to do is we just have to ask God and seek him about what our direction in life is. He created us. He knows what he wants us to accomplish in life. He's the one who designed our lives and who has a plan and a purpose for us. So all we have to do is we just have to ask. All we have to do is we just have to ask him. It's very simple, not complicated. But we have to ask and we have to seek. Just before he'll tell us and before we'll find it, we have to be looking for it. We have to be seeking it. It doesn't just fall in our lap. You understand? If this young man in the verse had been seeking, you know, God, you know, what's the direction for my life, Lord? Where do you want me to head? What do you want me to do with my life? And this lady came up to him, he probably wouldn't have made that same decision. Yeah, yes, God, I think this is what you want me to do. You know, I think you want me to go home with this girl and get killed, you know? Probably not. He probably wouldn't have done it. So this requires that we take action, that we're active in our life, that we're active in the pursuit of what God wants for us. And I'm going to give you four examples of how God will give you direction, and then we'll dismiss. Way number one, it's pretty practical. It's the Bible, the Word of God. That's like number one way that God will reveal himself to you, is by reading his word, by finding out who he is. Proverbs is such an amazing book. Everybody should be reading Proverbs. It's easy to read. It's easy to understand. It's full of stories like the one I read you. That was from Proverbs. God's word will reveal itself, will give you direction for your life. Just like asking, seeking, and knocking, you know, we have to be active in it. It's not just going to fall in our laps. We have to pursue what God wants for us. Second way he'll reveal himself to you is through people in your life. We all have people we can look up to. We all have like mentors, friends, teachers. These are people that God can use, your pastor, to give you direction, that will pray with you, that will say, you know what, I'm gonna pray for you, and we'll pray together, and we'll see what God has for you. We'll see what God has for your life. The third way that God can reveal himself to you is through your desires. A lot of us like to do things. We like to paint. We like to take pictures. We like to make music. We like to sculpt. Maybe some of us enjoy helping other people. God has created us with certain desires, and those things that we enjoy doing a lot of times are ways that we can pursue as far as a career or helping other people in life, is by using the things that we enjoy, the things that God has given to us, our talents, our abilities. So that's one way we can kind of find, you know, hey, you know, if you can't sing, you're probably not supposed to be like a singer, you know? Of course, and a lot of us haven't figured it out. That's why there's shows like American Idol, you know? has anybody seen that show? Just like three people over here? Yeah, it's funny. They get bad singers up there who think they can really sing, and then they make fun of them. Or not really make fun of them, but they tell them that they can't sing. And it's funny. Some of us like to take pictures. Who here is into photography? We got several people here. They just like to take pictures. You know, that's a valid career, you know. You can even have a ministry of photography and taking pictures of missionaries and going down to Mexico and capturing this stuff. There's all kinds of ways. Whatever it is you enjoy doing, you can pursue that as your direction in life. And the fourth way God will give you direction is when you're headed in the right direction, you'll have a peace in your heart. Deep down inside, you'll have a peace from him. You'll know that I'm in the right direction. Back when I was in college, I hated school. I hated it. I hated it with all my heart. But I knew that that's where I was supposed to be. I had this peace about being there. Even though I couldn't stand it, even though it was just like the most horrible thing I've ever had to do was go to school. I knew that that's where I was supposed to be, and I didn't really understand why. Now that I'm out, I kind of, looking back, you can kind of see how God had things lined up. But a lot of times when we ask God, God, what's the direction for my life? He's not going to tell me, hey, I want you to go to school here and then school there. And then I want you to do this for a little while. And then when you're 30, I want you to be doing this. And then when you're 40, I want you to start doing this. He's not going to tell you that. A lot of times God will just tell you the next step. He'll only tell you the next step, the one that will take you on to the rest of your life. That's why it's really important that we make the right choices early on in life, because if we start making the wrong choices, if God wants us to be over there and we start making even small steps away from his plan for us, we'll end up, you know, going home with a seductress, you know, and we don't want to do that. So it's very important. You could be like, you know, God, you know, what's just the direction that you have for my life? And he could just say, I want you to give your all in high school, and I want you to do the best that you can, and I want you to stay close to me while you're in high school. You know, that could be a direction from God, but that's very valid. That's a very valid direction. He could be preparing you, you know, for what you're going to be doing after high school. And once you complete that step that he tells you, the other thing will be ready, and he'll reveal himself to you as you move on. So even though you might not be enjoying where you're at right now, if you seek God and get a clear direction from him, even if it's just the next step, you'll have a peace about where you are. You have a peace about what you're doing. And so these are a couple ways that we can find God's direction in our lives. Shall we repeat them? Number one, what's number one? Number two? Under number one, what's a good book to read? Proverbs. Proverbs is a really good book to read. For a while, and even sometimes I still do this, there's 31 books in Proverbs, and for a lot of months, there's 31 days, or 31 chapters in Proverbs, I'm sorry. So you just, whatever day it is, you just read that proverb for the day. Like today's the 25th, so you'd read Proverbs 25. And I did that for a couple years, and I marked up my Bible. If you look through Proverbs, it's like the only book that's like really, really marked up because I've read through it a lot. And you get a lot of good stuff out of Proverbs. Like today's Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25:17 says, seldom set foot in your neighbor's house or else he'll get tired of you and not want you to come over anymore. Practical stuff, you know? Like, don't go over to your friend's house every single day, or he'll eventually get tired to you. Basically, don't wear out your welcome. You know, a lot of the Bible, especially Proverbs, is very practical things that we can do to help us live our daily lives. And so that's why it's so good for young people. Okay, number one. Number two is people in our lives, right? People. 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 People like your friends, your Christian friends, your Christian teachers, your Christian parents, your pastor. People like these are good to surround ourselves with. Number three is things we like to do, things that we enjoy doing. Find a way to make that, you know, your career. Find a way to do that and bless other people, and you'll be very happy and fulfilled in life. Number four, you'll have that peace inside. You have that calm. You'll know that where you're at is where you're supposed to be when you're in the right direction. Okay? All right. I'm glad everybody's here tonight. I'm going to pray and dismiss. And we've got the cafe open in the back. We've got hot chocolate. We got frappuccinos. We got other stuff. So if you guys enjoy that, it's there. Okay, dear God, I thank you for tonight. And I thank you for all these young people who are here. Lord, I pray you just bless them as they go on their way today. Lord, show yourself to them. Reveal the direction that you would have them to take, the steps that you would have them to take for their life. Lord, reveal yourself to them every day, Lord. Let them seek after you for the direction that you would have them to take in their lives. I thank you for doing that and for blessing each one of them. And in Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed. Thanks for coming out. We'll have CJ next week. Be blessed. Drive safe. Seatbelts.